USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says school districts that are hesitant to reopen for in-person classes in the fall over concerns regarding the coronavirus pandemic are making a terrible decision.
I would tell parents and teachers that you should find yourself a new person, whoever's in charge of that decision, because it's a terrible decision. Because children and parents are dying from that trauma, too. They're dying because they can't do what they're doing.
The president continues telling CBS News,
mothers can't go to work because all of a sudden they have to stay home and watch their child, and fathers. Well, I also say a decision like that is politics.
Former Jeffrey Epstein girlfriend and associate Ghislaine Maxwell pleaded not guilty to charges of recruiting teenage girls for Epstein, Maxwell being held without bond until her trial in 2021. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
According to a new Axios Ipsos coronavirus poll, 7 in 10 American parents say it's too risky to send their kids back to school this fall amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some school districts have already announced they won't reopen or will reopen on a modified hybrid schedule that combines online learning with in-classroom teaching. Dr. Scott Atlas reminds parents,
the risk to children from this disease for fatality is nearly zero. I never hear anyone talk about the harms of closing schools. The harms are against the children. Anyone who prioritizes children would open the school. This is a level of hysteria. Like, this is something, I feel like I'm living in a Kafka novel here.
Atlas speaking there on Fox News, and another big day on Wall Street as the Dow closed up 557 points to finish today at 26,643. The S&P and NASDAQ also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A new White House program led by Ivanka Trump encourages people who are unemployed or unhappy in their careers to go out and find something new. With the unemployment rate at 11.1% in June, Ivanka Trump says now is the time for many Americans to find something new.
The challenge is that too often companies, workers, parents, and policymakers assume that a university degree is the only path to a good paying job. Employers and job seekers lack sufficient awareness of the multiple career pathways and skill development opportunities available outside of traditional four-year degrees. While it's true that on average, a college graduate has higher earnings than a high school graduate, this is an overgeneralization that ignores a lot of really critical and important factors.
FindSomethingNew.org is a place where you can find more information about that program. Missouri attorney Mark McCloskey, who along with his wife Patricia were defending their home last month with legally owned firearms when being confronted by Black Lives Matter protesters at their St. Louis home, told Fox News that there's a rumor that they're going to be indicted shortly over the incident.
I just held my ground, protected my house, and I'm sitting here on television tonight instead of dead or putting out the smoldering embers of my home.
McCloskey also telling Fox News that Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parsons has not reached out to him nor anyone from his office as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.